This is the Bright Fire News Podcast with journalist John Christopher Collins, where the truth and facts are honored, pursued, discovered, and told. Welcome and thank you for listening to the Bright Fire News Podcast, igniting and fueling a bright fire of and for truthful and factual news.
Hello, everyone. This is John Christopher Collins. In this episode, I interview Rob Chambers, a former military intelligence officer, about his career.
I joined the Air Force right out of high school, so they got me when I was young, and my brain was still spongy and able to learn information. But I grew up in a household where I wasn't sure if I was going to go to school or not, and the military seemed like a way to serve your country honorably. I had some family and friends who did that, but then also as a way of getting some college. So the GI Bill was, you always heard commercials for that. And online learning and certainly the internet were not really a thing back in the late 80s. And so I joined the Air Force, and not knowing anything about intelligence, but I went to become a Chinese linguist, which first had me do a lot of language training in Monterey at the Defense Language Institute, which was an amazing experience. But then we had follow-on training at Goodfellow Air Force Base in Texas, where we learned more of the trade craft that we were about to go into, and then ended up going to Hawaii for my first assignment, which was, of course, a very hardship tour, sarcasm. And that's where I got to learn everything there was to know, at least at that level, about signals intelligence and what the National Security Agency does and what we do to be on the forefront of watching out for what other countries are up to, and with an idea of protecting our own country.
So most of your work was in signals intelligence?
That is correct. And when I got out and got my degree in Chinese, I came back in on the officer side of the house, and that had some more training at Goodfellow. But my first assignment was actually back at NSA at Fort Meade proper. So I worked at the headquarters building for my first tour and got some other qualifications, and really got to roll up my sleeves and dive into signals intelligence. Although throughout my career, I was got more exposure to all source intelligence and working with the other intelligence disciplines, and really culminating at my last assignment, where I got some good exposure to open source intelligence. So the idea that information has to be secret and classified to be of value is a complete falsehood. There's a lot of great stuff that is actually simply open and seen and available if you know where to look and how to filter that.
Absolutely. Now, this is all within your time in the Air Force, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Hey everyone, this is John Christopher Collins. I'm a journalist and host of the Bright Fire News Podcast. I'm here during the break to talk to you about Twitter. No, not Twitter drama and heated nonsensical debate, but my Twitter account. Follow me on Twitter at RealJCJourno. If you want good, honest, and solid journalism, I invite and welcome you to follow my Twitter at RealJCJourno. That's Real, JOURNO. Thank you, and I'll see you on Twitter.
The Bright Fire News Podcast. The news you deserve.
Later, I asked Chambers if he could speak on any of his assignments or any other experiences he had in intelligence.
My first job at NSA, or when I was actually young, this is the late 90s, you don't have an appreciation of just how much goes in, and obviously it's a classified budget, but it does take a lot of money and resources to get very good at where we're at.
Yes.
And I'm thoroughly impressed with the caliber of people, the mathematicians and the cryptologists, and both on the code making and on the code breaking side of the house. It is very much an art and science. And beyond at the national level, certainly that's super important. Then on the Air Force side, when you get into the more tactical stuff, and that was some of the airborne platforms that we were supporting. Again, just takes an incredible amount of people and resources to do. We sort of almost take it for granted, or we get all the information coming in and supporting, you know, to make the president's daily brief and whatnot. But it is quite a big industry that is set up to support all that, infuse all that intelligence to get it into the hands of decision makers. And I really felt I was just a little tiny, tiny cog in this massive machine. But when it's running efficiently and stuff, I mean, it is amazing some of the things that we're able to do. And appreciate the efficiency when enemies are trying to do bad things to our country, how fast we can respond. And it's not always foreheads on foreheads, but a lot of the times we did, you know, you'd end up going with a kinetic solution based on your actionable intelligence.
Can you go into some of the distinction between military intelligence and intelligence such as your work in the NSA?
Well, NSA, they all of the services are represented there. So I think the military intelligence side, that distinction is that you're obviously Navy cares about Navy platforms and Navy-born collection. Air Force, we do both on the space side, satellites, and then on the air breather side. So we bring our own tactical expertise to the game, but then we're using intelligence for, I think, different purposes. While on the civilian side, it might be more policy or more geopolitical things that they need the intelligence for. Where on the military side, we might have our own operational ends in mind that we're trying to use intelligence for. So information is still good. I think part of the distinction is kind of how it's applied, or at the end of the day, what are you using the information for? Are you trying to affect a policy change, make your leadership aware of something new that's happening in the country X? You need to develop a new program or system because they have a capability that you need to come up with a countermeasure for. So more on the science and technology, you know, S&T side of things. Mm-hmm. So, there's definitely crossover for sure.
Great. Hey, real quick, just want to make sure we didn't miss this detail. I don't think we did, but just in case, how long was your career in the field?
Both enlisted in the reserves, and then as an officer, I spent just over 30 years in the intelligence community.
30 years, wow. Well, thank you for your service, of course. Thank you for listening to my interview with Rob Chambers. For more journalism and interviews from the Brightfire News Podcast, go to BransonPodcastNetwork.com. Or my website, johnchristophercollins.com.
Thank you for listening to the Brightfire News Podcast with journalist John Christopher Collins. Special thanks to everyone who makes this podcast possible. Comments and questions can be sent in by going to johnchristophercollins.com or the Brightfire News Podcast.com. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time.